This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman wrote an open letter to Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai November 21st about the agency's impending decision to end net neutrality. Quote, "The process the FCC has employed to consider potentially sweeping alterations to current net neutrality rules has been corrupted by the fraudulent use of Americans' identities, and the FCC has been unwilling to assist my office in our efforts to investigate this unlawful activity," end quote, he wrote, about the fake names and dead people who have filed most of the comments in favor of scrapping the net neutrality rules enacted during the previous administration. Quote, "For 6 months, my office has been investigating who perpetrated a massive scheme to corrupt the FCC's notice and comment process through the misuse of enormous numbers of real New Yorkers and other Americans' identities. Such conduct likely violates state law, yet the FCC has refused multiple requests for crucial evidence in its sole possession that is vital to permit that law enforcement investigation to proceed," unquote, Schneiderman wrote. The FCC is scheduled to vote to end net neutrality rules on December 14th. The Daily Freeman reports that there will be services for former U.S. Representative Maurice Hinchey, who died November 22nd at the age of 79, on November 29th in Saugerties. There will be calling hours from 2 to 4 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m. November 28th at the Seaman Wilsey Funeral Home in Saugerties. And there will be a funeral procession at 9:15 a.m. November 29th from the funeral home to St. John the Evangelist Roman Catholic Church at 9:15 Route 212, with a mass at 10 a.m. and a private burial later. Hinchey represented the Southern Hudson Valley in Congress until 2013. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times-Union that Byrne Republicans filed papers November 20th with the state Supreme Court to keep two absentee votes from counting in an election that is currently at 617 to 616. Republican Frank Brady leads Democratic challenger Joel Wilsey by one vote for a town board seat in Byrne in southern Albany County. Republican Committee Chairman Randy Boschwinger, who is also Byrne's highway superintendent, doesn't want the Albany County Board of Elections to open those ballots and potentially change the outcome of the election. Boschwinger said, quote, "We've never really checked," unquote, "the absentee ballots before, but this year he wants to." Byrne Democratic Committee Chairman Gerald O'Malley brought in 10 votes to election officials, two more than allowed in a 2004 court case. A new judge will decide if that court ruling still applies. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC. See more about any of these stories at WGXC.org and the WGXC Newsroom.